Glory Hole Confessions from a First-Time Cock Slut. Mark paid his money at the counter and nervously handed the clerk a tube of bright red lipstick. Mistress says you're supposed to put this lipstick on me before I go into the booth. The clerk turned the tube over to read the shade, Cocksucker Red, and said, just as I thought. Are you a cocksucker, Mark?
Well, no, ma'am. Not really. I've never done it before.
Looks like there's a first time for everything, isn't there, Mark? The clerk said as she applied his lipstick. Mark nervously agreed, and wearing his panties under his man clothes and his cocksucker red lipstick, he headed back to the video booths. Here, in Mark's own words, is what happened. As I walked to the back of the store toward the booth, I was filled with a mixture of excitement, nervousness, and humiliation. I mean, everybody in that store was staring at me, a man wearing bright red lipstick, knowing exactly where I was going and what I was going to be doing. My cock was rock hard as I went inside that booth and sat down. All I could think about was how I couldn't wait to wrap my lips around a big black cock. Nervously, I put my coins in the slot, and the movie started playing. I looked to the side and saw a hole cut in the wall, wondering what was going to happen. I imagined as soon as the movie started, a cock would poke through the hole, but nothing happened. Curious, I stuck my finger through the hole just to see where it might lead, when all of a sudden, I felt a warm, soft cock in my hand. I brought my fingers back through the hole, and with it came the most beautiful big black cock I've ever seen. I took that soft cock in my mouth, twirled my tongue around it, and sucked it until it got rock hard. At this point, I couldn't contain my excitement any longer, and under my manly clothed exterior, I came in my panties. As soon as I came, I was ashamed for what I had done and no longer had any desire to suck that glory hole cock. I simply stood up, wiped the lipstick off my mouth with my sleeve, and thoroughly humiliated, walked back to the car. When I got home, I realized I was going to have to man up and face my mistress to tell her that I'd failed the assignment. Then I started trying to justify it in my mind by telling myself that I was told to suck cock at the glory hole, and that is what I did. She did tell me she wanted him to come all over my face, but I was sure if I just explained that I couldn't last, she would understand. Man, was I wrong. I couldn't have been any more wrong if I tried. Now I have to go back to that glory hole and booth hop all day long, alternating between sucking and backing my ass up on those glory hole cocks. It doesn't matter if I come once or not at all. I will be making a trip back to the video booth tomorrow and will not disappoint my mistress again. This is Empress Hunter. You can reach me by calling 800-601-7259 and read my blog at www.forcedbyacademy.com.